Microsoft and Amazon bring their billion-dollar battle to India. Meesho's bumper IPO. Marquee investors queue up for Swiggy's QIP. Delaware court reverses $1 billion damages ruling against Baiju Ravindran.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's start with a big story on Microsoft versus Amazon, the billion-dollar India face-off. So let me tell you what's happening. Microsoft and Amazon rivalry has officially picked a new battleground, and that is India. So Microsoft moved first, announcing a $17.5 billion investment in India over 4 years till 2029. We spoke about that yesterday in our podcast. It's the largest investment in Asia, not to be outdone by Amazon, which has now pledged around $35 billion through 2030, roughly double that number. Coincidence? Maybe, or maybe someone really don't like finishing second. But both are chasing the same big pie: cloud computing and AI. So demand for AI-led services is surging, and India's digital economy is right at the center of it. And remember, they are not alone. Google has already announced a $15 billion investment to build an AI hub here in India. So this is now a three-way heavyweight contest for the future of India's AI and cloud stack. Now the nuances. Microsoft's investment is sharply focused on accelerating AI adoption. A big chunk is going towards a new data center in Hyderabad, expected to go live in mid-2026. And the scale comparison here is big. Think two Eden Garden Stadium put together. That's a lot of servers and a lot of cooling bills. Now, Microsoft is also bringing in sovereign cloud offerings for Indian customers. That's crucial for sectors that care deeply about where their data lives. And it's doubling its skilling commitment to train 20 million people in AI skills by 2030. So Amazon's pitch, meanwhile, is broader. Its $35 billion commitment through 2030 covers AI-driven digitization, export growth, and job creation. Now, it's also an expansion of its earlier $26 billion commitment from 2023, which already included about $12.7 billion earmarked for cloud and AI infra by 2030. Now, on the product side, Amazon is talking AI-powered shopping features for consumers and tools for small businesses. There are many recent rollouts like Lens AI, Rufus, and seller tools like Seller Assistant and Next Gen Selling. So by 2030, Amazon is aiming to generate an additional 1 million jobs, which are direct, indirect, induced, and seasonal, and quadruple cumulative e-commerce exports to $80 billion. Now, the overall bottom line here is that India is a crucial growth market as AI becomes central to the long-term strategies of big tech. Microsoft is leaning harder into AI infra and skilling. Amazon is mixing AI with e-commerce, exports, and jobs. And Google's AI hub means this is now a long game with very high stakes and very high capex. All right, moving on from cloud wars, let's move to markets and to a listing that didn't just ring the bell. It basically cartwheeled into the Dalal Street. Now, Meesho's IPO saw a bumper debut. The stock listed at about 162.5 rupees a share on NSE and 161.2 on the BSE against an IPO price band of about 105 to 111 a piece. Now, that's a debut premium of about 46% right out of the gate. It did stop there. Meesho went on to hit an intraday high of 177.49 rupees, which is nearly 60% above the issue price. Now, the demand in the primary market tells its own story. The 5,421 crore IPO was subscribed 79 times. And in valuation terms, Meesho is now around a 50,000 crore rupees company and is trading at about 5.5 times FY25 sales, a level that analysts say looks attractive compared to other listed internet peers. Now, operationally, the company has turned free cash flow positive in FY25, even though reported net profit is still affected by one-time items. Now, what will Meesho do with the IPO money? We all know that the company has said the proceeds will go towards cloud infra marketing and brand building and also some inorganic growth initiatives. And Meesho isn't the only one in the spotlight today. Remember, Wakefit's 1,289 crore rupees IPO was subscribed nearly 2.52 times. The company also raised about rupees 850 crore from anchor investors. Now, there's also Aquis, which also had a good first day. The company listed at about 140 rupees against an IPO price of 124 and closed at about 150 on its debut, taking its market capitalization to about 10,060 crore rupees. So, in summary, Meesho leads with a big pop and strong subscription. Wakefit lines up capital for offline expansion and brand push, and Aquis is posting a solid listing. All right, next up, let's talk about food. Not what you're ordering, but who's funding the platform behind your orders. So Swiggy's 10,000 crore rupees IPO has drawn stronger than expected demand. Investors like SBI Mutual Fund, Temasek, GIC and Nomura are among those who have submitted bids to participate. And it's not just a handful of big names here. Domestic mutual fund majors like HDFC, ICICI Prudential and Kotak have also put in bids. So put together, the total demand has gone up to as much as 40,000 crore rupees. That's four times Swiggy's planned fundraise of about 10,000 crore rupees. Now, there's a twist in the investor roster too. Temasek, which was an early backer of Zomato, which is now Eternal, is now also betting on arch rival Swiggy. So, one global investor, two food tech rivals here. On the structure, though, a bulk of the 10,000 crore rupees QIP proceeds will be about $1.2 billion is expected to come from domestic mutual funds, with the balance from foreign institutional investors. So the issue has been oversubscribed and the final allotment and allocation will be decided over the coming weeks. All right, finally, to a legal story that sounds simple on the surface. $1 billion judgment reversed, but has a lot of nuance underneath. So let's get started. The Delaware Bankruptcy Court has reversed the damages portion of its earlier default judgment that had directed Baiju's founder, Baiju Ravindran, to pay more than $1 billion. Now, in an order dated December 8, 2025, Judge Brendan Shannon said the issue of damages had not been finally determined, and that a fresh phase of proceedings will now begin in January 2026 to decide what damages, if any, should be awarded. Now, this follows a motion by Ravindran to correct the court's November 20 default judgment. So what exactly has been reversed? The court has reversed only the damages determination in the November 20 order. In the earlier ruling, the court had entered a default judgment against Ravindran and simultaneously assessed damages of about $1.7 billion across multiple claims, including aiding and abetting breach of fiduciary duty, conversion, and civil conspiracy. Now, in its December 8th communication, that's the recent one, the court said that under the party's original understanding, the question of damages was meant to be decided later after default was established. So it has now amended its order to remove the portions that fix the monetary damages. So in plain terms, the findings of default still stands, but the $1 billion plus payment figure is off the table for now. So for the moment, yes, the $1 billion damages award does not stand. Ravindran remains in default on the claims, but no final damages have been decided yet. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.